Yo, you are now listening to the Purple Room recording Spin Fire in the Booth, but I'm not a rapper. On today's podcast, to be honest with you guys, I just want to talk about whatever. It's been a minute since I made one. It's been a while since you guys heard my lovely, luscious voice, and I am completely and utterly sorry for that. So today, I just want to go a little deep. It doesn't matter, no direction. Whatever may have you, a lot of things are coming up, a lot of exciting things are happening in the media, so I just want to talk. Let me sip this coffee real quick. And let's get right to it. What's good? Spitting fire in the booth, but I'm not a rapper. Purple Room Recordings. We're back. Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Play. I have a SoundCloud. You probably can't find any of those episodes now, though, because you have to pay like $12 a month in order to keep all of your things. And, you know, I got my start on SoundCloud. I've had a few requests to bring it back, and I might cave in. I've been, I've been just chilling and jooking and jiving on Spotify and Google Play and all that, and Apple. Wait. I'm all over the place. I do not understand why Apple Podcast. You guys
fuck with me, fuck with us so hard over there, and I think you don't get enough recognition, and it bothers me that I don't talk about it enough. So let me from the bottom of my heart, let you know that everybody that listens on Apple Podcasts, you get a little extra something because there's not very many of you. But what I've noticed is I'll have like, let's say, I'll have a handful, let's say just five Apple Podcast listeners, right? That next week, if I upload another episode, I'll have six. And then if I upload another episode, I'll have seven. And then if I upload another one, I'll have 10. They just multiply it. With Spotify, it's pretty simple. Like, they'll just, everybody will stay relatively consistent with the content that I put out. And, you know, everybody will, I'll get listens on there from the same, like, steadfast, hard body, just good people, you know, but I don't know what it is about Apple Pod. I think there's like a legitimate small community that communicates with each other talking about my episodes or something, because it's almost hilarious. It's almost funny, cuz when I look back at the analytics, I'm like, okay, so I have a cult following on Apple Podcasts. How do I make that bigger? What steps do I need to take to make sure that you guys are happy and waiting for the content that we put out? Because I know I can be extremely sporadic. I'll go on a killing spree, two episodes a week, fucking episode a month, or two episodes a week, and then I'll just fall off the face of the earth and just completely disappear and upload YouTube videos and shit like that. I get it. I would imagine, content-wise, a lot of you are starved, and I don't know what to do for you besides bring you the noise. So here I am bringing the noise. Excuse me while again I sip this coffee that is warm. It's not even hot anymore. So right off the top, right, this man's. Come get your mans. Hopefully he's not your mans. We all know this situation with Diddy has gotten a lot of recognition the past couple of weeks, or a lot of recognition is the wrong word. A lot of, let's just say, play. Everybody's paying attention to it because it's Diddy. He's extremely famous, hip hop god. You know, he shaped he was one of the founding fathers of hip hop in New York, in my opinion. He laid the groundwork for a lot of individuals to have performance deals and marketing challenges and all this shit. He was one of the people that was at the forefront of all of this. Biggie Smalls was one of his best friends, and there's a conspiracy about him killing him, but we're not going to go into that. Why we're here, why I'm talking about Diddy, because let me tell you, I really don't give a fuck when it comes to these celebrities. Why we're talking about Diddy, though, is because he just got found out for sexually assaulting somebody and sexually assaulting one of his partners. I think it was his wife or his current girlfriend. Now, before we get into that, I just want to say backstory-wise, context-wise, if you pay attention, even like if you watch The Breakfast Club or if you're just up to date with these individuals, like you can kind of just tell that something's up with him. Like with, I'll say, there's levels to this shit. Like with R. Kelly, when R. Kelly came out and he was pissing on kids and we all were, you know, we were all like, what the fuck about that? That was genuinely surprising. I had no fucking idea that he's out here doing shit like that, because all of his music was about women and respecting women and loving women. So it was fucking weird that guy just came out with, and it wasn't even gradual. It was just a bunch of nonsense in a tsunami. Wham! All in your face. Nothing. There's no way for you to prepare for that. Diddy, on the other hand, when all of this stuff came out about him, and the initial feeling was, yes, shock. However, it wasn't surprising that he was doing shit like this. He's obviously on one. There's no way. It's like when Kanye does something fucking wacky. Are we surprised? No. We all know what it takes to be a genius, but Diddy's not a genius. He's a fuck-up. Now, there was a story a long time ago about Diddy forcing one of his butlers or waitresses or whoever to hand-feed him while he was fucking some girl. And after that, I'm like, okay, so this guy is clearly a lunatic. Like, that doesn't make any sense. I'm not paying anybody that cleans my house and sees my kids to watch me fuck some woman while you're feeding me someone. You know what I mean? That doesn't make any sense. So what I would do in Diddy's situation was I would just, that girl that I'm sleeping with, she has a friend. I am going to call that friend. She is invited and she can feed me things and they can take fucking turns. It is that simple. Because, and it's like, if I can, I don't have, I'm, I don't have, let me tell you something. When it comes to money, right, I got a couple dollars, but I'm not balling. I'm not Diddy. I don't got racks like him. He's got racks on racks on racks. And fuck the money, bros, he is Diddy. He is who he is. I don't know how it's so difficult for somebody to try to just find another person to do that. Why did it have to be your maid? That never made sense. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull up this article, or find an article and read it to you guys, because it's honestly a lot of fun. Context. Are more on it on this lawsuit. Apparently they settled, which is insane. Oh shit! 1 hour ago, two more women have accused Diddy of sexual assault. Okay, this is gonna be a big fucking episode. I think I should record. Like, I have the audio. Let me tell. If again, I'm gonna say it again because it's important. I don't give a fuck about visuals. I don't. I try. Got a new camera in the mail. Got a new setup going on. But I care about how the podcast sounds at all times. At all times. So I don't, excuse me for not being as savvy with the camera, but because this is such a big story, and more importantly, because I don't want to do it, we're going to turn the camera on. This is very, very important information that just came out right now, and there's a lot of things that we need to read, or there's a lot of things that I need to read to you, and you should just sit there and look pretty and listen to my beautiful voice tell you how and why Diddy is such a disgusting fucking man. So before we do that, let me get my Streamlabs up. Oh, shit. All right. Okay, so we're not going to be using the camera because my Streamlabs is updating. We will just put that in the corner and let it do that. So I'm just going to read it right off the cuff the exact way I wanted to in the first place. You're making me sign up for something. I don't want to do that. Okay. God damn. Here we go. All right, let's do this. Sean Diddy Combs is facing more accusations of sexual assault. 1 week after settling a rape lawsuit brought against him by his ex-girlfriend Cassie, the rap mogul? Oh, okay. I'm like, what? That word confused me. The rap mogul has been sued by two other women over separate... Over separate alleged incidences, several alleged incidents of sexual misconduct. Through his spokesperson, Diddy, 54, has denied wrongdoing in all three cases. We are among several similar civil suits recently filed against high-profile men in New York courts under the Adult Supervisors Act, a state law that allows such compliance to be filled within 1 year window, regardless of whether the status of elimination have run out. The deadline to submit such lawsuit under the law expired November 24th. On November 23rd, Thanksgiving Day, a woman named Joy Dickerson Neal filed a lawsuit in New York court that alleged Diddy drugged and sexually assaulted her when she was a Cyrus University student in 1991, CNN reported. The filing status that the music executive took to her dinner at a restaurant and slipped in a drug. So this guy got someone to drug this woman. Slipped a drug in her drink when she left for the bathroom. Dickerson Neal's lawsuit also alleges that when they left the car, she took a puff of a blunt under pressure from Diddy. Wow. Wow. He later alleged brought her to a place where he was staying to sexually assault her. Video recorded the act and showed the footage to many people. CNN quoted the lawsuit as saying, "This last minute lawsuit is an example of how well initiated law can be and law can be turned on its head," a spokesperson for Diddy told E News. Ms. Dickerson, 32 years old, story is made up and not credible. Mr. Combs never assaulted her, and that implicates companies that do not exist and that are did not exist. This is purely a money grab and nothing more. Also, November 23rd, a third woman. This is fucking disgusting. A third woman, whose name was not made public. Wow, hold on. Let me fucking... Wow. Woo. I'm just going. This guy sucks. This guy sucks. Wow. fucking Diddy. I always knew there was something about this fucking guy. Like when it's the eyes. It's eyes. It's when you look in someone's face and you see like, and you just look in their eyes and you're paying attention to what they say and you go, I don't know if anyone else can, this happens for you, but like you go past their physical and you just look at what's behind the eyes, you know? He looks like somebody that just has a lot of fucking demons. I don't know what it is. I don't know. And here you go. I always felt that way about this guy. I'm like, when he was dancing in the rain and shit for that song for Biggie, I'm like, this motherfucker, this is a beautiful moment, but there's something about him that's fucking weird. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it, but there's something. Like, I couldn't tell if it was hardcore drugs or if he was into men, which would have been okay, but, if he was closeted and into men, that's his own business, but whatever the fuck. If he was like... Or you know, anything like this. I had no idea. I just knew there was something about him that he was not saying. And this is what the fuck he wasn't saying. In her okay, where am I? Filed her own sexual lawsuit in a New York court against Diddy. In her filing, she alleged that he and rapper R&B singer Aaron Hall assaulted her and her friend at the latter artist's apartment in 91, NBC reported. Okay, that's a little weird. Why did you go back? Fuck. That's interesting. Like 2 years in a row. Let's keep reading, because maybe this is like you go to a party of a famous person, or maybe they pay you to go because you're hot or whatever, or some shit. But you know, I'm not gonna be a judge. That was actually really fucking wild of me to say. The woman was also alleged in her lawsuit that days later, Diddy visited the home where she was staying and assaulted and choked her until she passed out. The filing stated that he was allegedly looking for a plaintiff's friend because she feared that she would tell the girl that he was with. He would tell the girl that she was with at the time. So this guy tracks this woman down and beats her and says, don't keep your mouth shut. He just didn't pay her out. This guy's a fucking monkey. Like he's not smart. I don't know. Like this guy just sucks dick. Diddy's spokesperson told E! News and that it's E! And then exclamation point and then it's news. It's like, it fucking throws me off. I'm just going to say E! Diddy's spokesperson told E! And statement in response, the claims involving alleged misconduct. Hold on, let me make sure I'm still recording. Okay, I am. ADHD. The claims involving alleged misconduct against Mr. Combs from over 30 years ago and filed at the last minute are completely denied and rejected by him. He recognizes this is a money grab. Because Mr. Combs' famous success, he was an easy target for accusers who were falsely and truthfully without consent or consequence for financial benefit. He continued, the New York Times legislature surely did not intend or expect the Adult Supervisors Act to be exploited for improper purposes. The public, Jesus Christ, man, this guy's getting hit with the fucking world. The public should be skeptical and not rush to accept these unsubscribable allegations. Wow. Unsustainable, my bad. What the hell? Here you go. NBC News and other outlets reported Hall could not immediately be reached for comments. E! And NBC News are part of the... And blah, 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 blah. Okay, so that was the whole article. Now, where's my... I need some water. I don't need any more coffee. I'm trying to... let's focus up now. Okay, so again, I already had some sort of bias towards Diddy going in, so I'm going to just completely clean the slate with him for the sake of conversation. After the conversation is over, I'm going to go back to how I was feeling. But just for the sake of conversation, completely neutral. Let's pretend that I'm just, I get to America, I buy a newspaper, I'm drinking a coffee, and this is the first thing that I read when I'm in here. I'm thinking to myself, this guy is fucking terrible. This guy sucks ass. I don't know. And it's like, I don't know who he is, but this is what this is what's being said that he did. That's fucking disgusting. I don't know. Again, in the industry that you're in, you are working in close proximity to mothers, daughters, women, all over the place, every fucking day. He probably has, some of his PR agents are probably women. Some of his fucking backup singers are women. People that are in his studios are women. Everybody in his life has some sort of significant role to him, and they are also women. So it's like, how the fuck does this guy just move weird and not think of that in the back of his head? Like, I'm going to, what the fuck goes on? You know what I'm saying? What happens? Where is the disconnect? Because if you're going to tell, if the argument is all of this is a lie, and there, the answer is no, well, number one, general public is probably not going to believe you because, again, there's been shit on Diddy before. He's been caught doing nothing this bad, but he's been caught being a fucking weirdo before. So, I mean, I don't know whether to make heads or tails of this. I know he's bad. Did he actually do it? I'm going to just go off on a limb here and say yes. He probably fucking did. He sucks. Not good. Not good, Diddy. Shame on you. Shame. He claims to be a man of God. Shame on you, Diddy, you fuck. And I hope all of the women in his life right now get some sort of peace and some sort of solace, and they can grieve for this fuck without any interruptions. Because I'll tell you, if I was Diddy's mother or his fiance, wife, girlfriend, whoever, and I seen and I was reading this and I was seeing how he was reacting to it, I would definitely have a lot of choice words to say and a lot of choice actions to do. Shame on Diddy. I gotta tell you, every time one of these celebrities comes out, and it's always like something extremely fucking weird and just nonsensical. You have absolutely no reason to be acting the way you're acting. Like, I'm gonna fucking say it again, because I feel like even if it's not nothing, it's gotta be something. Like, dude, you have all of the money in the world. You know what I like? And why the fuck are you assaulting somebody? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, if you wanna, I swear to God, if you wanna reenact or act out some sort of sexual fantasy, you can do that with somebody that's down. You could probably do that with anybody, with multiple fucking people. Like, there's no way that this guy, that all of these sick fucks don't think for a fucking second, hey, this is not something that she wants happening. She don't want that. Hey, you. It's wrong. It's not your, it is never going to be okay for you, anyone listening to this, it doesn't matter the gender, to impose yourself on someone else. It's not going to be right. And whatever the circumstance is, at the end of the day, if they don't consent to it, back the fuck up. I want to start. You have to say it that aggressively now, because it's like, hey, if they say no, then you should say, then you should just respect that they say no, right? No to that, because that's not good enough anymore. If they're saying I don't want this, don't fucking touch me. Stop. Unbelievable. This fucking guy. Okay. Goodness gracious. Purple Room recording, spitting fire in the booth, but I'm not a rapper. So he ended up settling with this Cassie woman an undisclosed amount of money. So maybe it was a money grab. Maybe it fucking wasn't. I don't know. But I still stand on what I said. Did anybody else not have a turkey this year? I didn't have one, and I'm pleasantly surprised to say that it was not missed at the dinner. No one cried. The world didn't burn. I'm very fuck turkey. Fuck it. If I'm going to your Friendsgiving, or if I'm if we're having dinner. We're having a Thanksgiving dinner. If I'm going to your house and I'm bringing something, and if there's a turkey there, I will eat it. If you are coming to my house, I am not going to be serving turkey. It takes too long to cook. It always comes out dry. I don't want to put the extra work in to make a turkey delicious. I would just, like, that's three other meals that take less time to cook. I can make three pasta dishes with that one turkey space. That's exactly what I did too. I didn't make three. I made two. I made a baked ziti, and I made a seafood scampi. Both of them smash fucking hits. I got more hits than the Beatles when it comes to cooking on Thanksgiving. I'm the GOAT. Listen, if there's a ring for this shit, I'm in. Or if there's a championship for this shit, my hat's in the ring. At least. Because I'm not making a turkey. I'm not. Everything, we had a beautiful brown sugar, pineapple, cherry, ham. Ham. Beautiful. You know how good. Let me turn. Hold on, I want to get all up in your ear real quick. You have any idea how good a ham is when it's sided by some pasta? You have any fucking idea how that tastes? It's just juicy on juicy. I know for a fact you can appreciate some juicy on juicy. How do I know that? Because you're listening to me right now. That is all of the evidence. That's all I need to know that you like good tasting food. You like to enjoy what you're eating. I am not going to enjoy chewing on a turkey, swallowing it, and then the after effect is you get tired, you get sleepy, and then you pass out. You wake up, and then you walk around wondering where the water is, saying what the hell is going on, like you just took an edible. I'm good. I would rather just have the itis like a regular person from eating too much, wake and have a cat nap, or maybe not even take a nap, just be sluggish and watch Netflix or something, wake up, and then eat again. Not wake up and stumble around for a couple of hours or for a couple minutes trying to gather my footing. And then I'm good. I'm good. Again, no problem to you if you like turkey. If you eat turkey for Thanksgiving, that's what you're supposed to do. I like that for you. But not at my house. We are not eating. This is my house. And we do not eat turkey for Thanksgiving anymore. This was the first year we ever did that. And again, if there's turkey there, I will eat it. Because, you know, It's the holiday. It's turkey. You never eat turkey. But Jesus Christ, all of the time, energy, and effort it takes to make turkey good, you can put that towards anything. That ham that we had took half the time. So we had that ham, we had the seafood, scampi, we had the ziti, mashed potatoes, macaroni and cheese. Who else? What the fuck? Oh, stuffing, gravy, Hawaiian rolls. It was a night to remember. It was a lot of good food. Eggnog with a little bit of a little something in it. You feel me? And just a nice family gathering. What more can you ask for? It's one of the best holidays. Again, if you don't know, I'll tell you again. My top five holidays: Halloween twice, Thanksgiving, Halloween one more time, and then I guess Halloween again. So Halloween four times, Thanksgiving once. The other holidays are fucking whatever. Christmas is cool, but to be fucking honest here. Let me just speak for myself. I hate Christmas, or not hate, but I won't put Christmas on the list because none of my friends like giving gifts. I'm a gift giver. I want to give people gifts, but they don't necessarily want to give me gifts. So I'm kind of just there like, what the fuck? Oh, you can buy people, blah, blah, blah. No, I can't. I can buy people gifts and not receive gifts when I'm balling. Not now, not balling yet. If I want to buy someone a gift, I have to like tell them in advance so they buy me one. I can't just, okay, that's my favorite person, they get a gift. That's what I want to fucking do. I'm not going to get one back. I don't like that. But I do like the food, the cold weather, the atmosphere, Christmas in the park, hot chocolate, chili, cold dates. I like that vibe. But Christmas, like the actual holiday, it's whatever. Any holiday that brings family together, I'm always going to enjoy. But it's like the actual day, okay, Jesus was born, that's cool. But it doesn't top Halloween. It doesn't. It can't. Like, you know what I mean? There's no fucking way. And Thanksgiving and Christmas, I mean, you eat a lot on Christmas too. So I'm not anti-Christmas, but it's not on the list. Halloween four times. Thanksgiving once. So it's Halloween, number one. Halloween, number two. Thanksgiving, three. Four, five. Halloween. And that is my favorite holiday list. You don't have to agree with it. You don't have to like it. I don't give a I don't care if you do. I would like it if you could understand, but if you don't, I'm still going to love you. So, okay. We're going deep today, fellas. Wow. All right. So Purple Room Recordings, Spin Fire in the Booth, but I'm not a rapper. You are listening right now. I want to talk a little bit about sports, but we're going to save that for the video podcast. Yeah, we're gonna save that one. We can put that one on the burner. Yeah. Been a really good week of eating, chilling, relaxing. My birthday is next week. Very, very cool. Got a new camera coming in the mail tomorrow. I can't fucking wait for that nice crisp camera. And just to have a different camera angle. It's going to get cool. It's going to get nice. Can't wait to show you guys. Can't wait for you to see what is coming. If you didn't know, on my Purple Room Recordings Instagram, I have changed the profile picture. That, ladies and gentlemen, is what Turbo looks like. I will post it one more time just in case it's not clear. More is coming out on it, but that is one of Turbo's forms. Boom! Spitting fire in the booth, but I'm not a rapper. Purple Room Recordings, episode 145. Thank you for listening. You can subscribe on YouTube, Spotify, TikTok. Oh, my TikTok is Drapion with 6 underscores. Drapion with 6 underscores. Instagram, YouTube, Google Podcasts, shout out Apple Podcast, Spotify, like, rate the podcast, let me know what you want, and I'll give you what you need. Spin fire in the booth, but I'm not a rapper. Purple Room Recordings, I'll see you next time. Don't forget to bring an umbrella. Less rain.